broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Ben, we're all watching the Masters, thinking about your 1984 and 1995 victories and thinking, you probably weren't as cold as they are. Jeez. What is it? It feels like 40 degrees. And not only is it cold, it's windy. You know, that just adds to the cold. And it's raining. It's like, oh, goodness gracious. I mean, in Hawaii, everybody plays golf in the rain. You're like ducks, right? But it's not 40 degrees and it's not windy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. Well, yes, Tiger Woods made the cut, but only because Justin Thomas didn't. And that pushed the three overs up into the tournament. We're going to have a partly sunny sky here in Hawaii, scattered showers windward and Mauka, isolated showers on the leeward side, a high today of 82. Trade winds are with us, yes, 10 to 20 miles per hour. And if you'd like to play a round of golf at Volcano, you can kind of pretend like you're at the Masters. It's 53 degrees. There's an 8:40, a 9:26, and 11 o'clock. Makalei has a 10 o'clock and 11:20 at Poipu. The Nifty 50s, they're going out, and Contractors Anonymous, they're also going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 9:10, 10:20, 10:50, if you'd all like to go out as well. Kauai Lagoons, an 8:48 to 9:10. On Oahu, Turtle Bay has a 9:12 and a 10:50. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:46, 10:10. And the Mother Hubbard crowd is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Mom, Makaha East at 10:39, Wailea Gold 9:40, Emerald 10:40, Blue Course 9:20, Maui Nui has a 9:20, and we're going to be back with, yes, Golf Week's Beth Ann Nichols after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24-7, licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And thank you very much. And let's bring her in right now. Beth Ann Nichols, award-winning writer, the senior writer, Golf Week magazine, and president of the Golf Writers Association of America at Augusta National. Experiencing it all. Beth Ann, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. I'm currently freezing outside on the patio.
Wait a minute.
I was listening to your tea times in Hawaii, and I was like, wow, that sounds really good right about now.
watching here and looking at everybody trudging through all of this rain, and I looked kind of miserable. Was it miserable?
Yes, I think that's a good word for it. absolutely a brutal morning. It's not raining at the minute, which is a nice relief to not have, you know, all three of those components going on at the same time, wind, rain, and cold.
Yes.
But the temperatures are really frigid, and there's definitely still some wind out there.
Does anybody remember another year like this? Has there been one like this?
I'm sure there has. I probably wasn't here, though.
You would remember.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Yeah. So Tiger Woods makes the cut for the 23rd consecutive year. Mm-hmm. He needed help.
Yes. We were just talking about at lunch, we were just talking about how early he probably had to get up for this, you know, to get his body ready for these temperatures, for that 8 a.m. restart. So, but you know, he wanted more of the misery. After the round, you know, he was talking about, you know, how much he wanted to come out and get another two rounds in. So, he's hanging on. It's you know, anytime you can see Tiger Woods, you know, play on the weekend at the Masters, it's a win given everything he's been through.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, somebody mentioned that he looked like he was in more pain. And somehow today I didn't notice a limp so much as I did in days prior, you know. I don't know if maybe it's just like you don't pick your feet up as high because you're so tired of walking through the wind and the rain and the cold.
Right. It's just survival out here, Danielle. Yes,
it is. And then, of course, he's about to go back on in a minute or so. He tees off again for another 18 holes. That's a long day. So everybody, you know, put some energy into the man. We're gonna go up to the there were a lot of guys who didn't make the cut. I was kind of surprised by some. You know, Justin Thomas was a big surprise. Hey, Bryson DeChambeau didn't make the cut. Just a bunch of people, and Bernard Langer still playing. You know, he's amazing. I don't think he'll stop playing. There were a couple of people who it was their last round, and right, and it was kind of sad because his name just went out of my mind, and I feel so stupid right now.
Sandy Lyle, Larry
yes,
Moyes.
Sandy yeah. Lyle, yes. What, he had one final putt to make yesterday?
Terrible, yeah. I think he had like a 12 footer left, and you know, his playing partners were upset. He was upset. You know, tried to reason with the officials, even though they'd blown the horn, obviously when. There are dangerous conditions, you know, you're supposed to stop right away. But with, you know, the crowd gathered around and his family, everyone right there in the moment, you know, you just wish that they could have made an exception for him to be able to just putt out. You know, he had his replica gold putter for the last putt. And it was just unfortunate that, you know, it had to drag into today when you know, you just don't, the patrons aren't allowed to come out until 8 o'clock, and they're, you know, trying to move to get there. I know some journalists, you know, were trying to cover the last moment. You know, some Scottish journalists didn't make it in time to get out there because we weren't allowed to get out there until 8 o'clock either. Oh. And of course, you only had the one putt left. So it was just really unfortunate the way that turned out. He said he was drinking whiskey and tequila till like 1 a.m. So I guess he got over it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. And it also will keep you warm, you know, a little flask, right? Apparently it would be a good idea. So he went out and nobody really got to see him. Some people did, those who were lucky enough. It's just, you know, the last time you're going to play the Masters, it seemed like they could just let him putt that one. But the horn blew, you know, and yesterday there was no horn to blow when three trees toppled on this head. Wow. Now, in my mind, Augusta National has this gigantic greenhouse underneath Augusta National, and there's like an elevator that will bring the trees back.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's crazy. I was out at Quick Quotes, actually, which Quick Quotes is just next to the clubhouse behind the first tee, and I had no idea that it even happened. That's the strange thing about Augusta, you know, when you don't have a phone and you're outside, you know the saying goes that, you know, I came to the Masters and now I have to go home or back to my hotel and find out what happened at the Masters today because you feel so disconnected out there, unless it's like happening right in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know what's happening. And I walked back in yesterday, and you know, one of my colleagues was down at the front desk trying to get some information, and I asked him what was going on. He was like, oh my gosh, some trees fell. And then I walked back up and the video was just out. And I mean, I had just been standing there earlier in the day in that same area watching Jordan Stevens, and I mean, my heart like stopped because at that point we didn't know if anyone, you know, I'd been injured, and I mean, I just, it was a feeling in my heart, like right away, just literally just shock, you know, that something like this had happened. It just looked so terrifying. I can't imagine having, you know, been sitting right there. It was just an absolute utter miracle that no one got hurt.
You're so right. And I only saw photographs yesterday. This morning, you know, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm looking at the video and I'm like, oh my God. You know, and just to give you an idea, if I can, in words, everybody's standing right there on, right just below the tee, and they're waiting for the player to play, I'm assuming, because I couldn't see who might have been standing there wanting to hit their ball. But all of a sudden, some branches fall, and then the whole, and people are starting to scatter, and then the tree comes crashing down, and I'm thinking, oh, it is a miracle no one was hurt. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I guess maybe there was some advantage to the fact that the tree was so large that when they heard the branches start to crack, they had some time to scatter before it actually got to the ground. But it just, yeah, I mean, Larry Mize was lining up his putt on 16 and you know, said, you know, he's never seen anything like that. Players thought like a grandstand had fallen or something, despite the sound of the noise. And he's just that absolutely terrifying.
And to happen at the Masters where everything is perfect.
Right. You have to, you start to wonder. I mean, the weather was bad, but it, it wasn't that bad. You know, as someone who, lives in Florida, nothing compared to what we have in hurricane season. And you wonder, well, did it get struck by lightning, or had those trees recently been moved there, transplanted and hadn't,
had a time
had
to grow
enough
in.
Time to settle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like there are more questions than answers, which is kind of, usual around here. But at the same time, again, just an absolute miracle and wonderful thing that no one was injured.
Yeah. And I love what you said when you said you can be, you really literally get lost in a little, stand of trees. And the world is so far away that, the clubhouse is so far away. You're like on another planet. So when Beth Ann Nichols from Golf Week says, you don't know what's going on, you don't know what's going on. And in a way, it's kind of wonderful. You know, you're in this little world, but then you do have to go watch television to see what happened. This dust up over this hand signal. I didn't know that you're not supposed to ask, and you're certainly not supposed to tell what club you used. You're not supposed to give information to anybody playing with you.
Caddies or players. Correct. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, that this a similar situation played out at Q School a few years ago in the final stage on the LPGA, and where obviously stakes are incredibly high, like a major,
right?
And then this was a situation where a player, signaled to a caddy what she had hit, and another player, the third player in the group, reported it to an official when the round was over, and the two players were given penalty strokes, and really shook them up. It really got to them. And the player who gave the advice had no idea about the rule, and that sparked kind of a conversation of a lot of people, flashing numbers with their hands. And, the reality is you can look in someone's golf bag and see what club is missing. Yeah. That is totally legal. So, to save the three steps of getting over to the bag and peeking in, sometimes somebody would flash their fingers so that, hey, I put three fingers up, I hit an 8-iron, we hit an 8-iron. And obviously a lot of times, not at Q School, but in professional golf, at the highest levels, when television's they're letting the spotters know and the television crews know what clubs they're hitting. So, it looks really suspicious when you look at the videos. And of course, we're not going to see all the angles that the officials are looking at. We can only see, what we've seen on the telecast, and it doesn't look good. But both players are adamant that no advice was given.
Yeah.
So, At this point, you know, the officials have to take the player's word for it because, you know, that's the way the game is played. You always have to go with what the player's honor is because that's the gentleman's game. So I think, when I wrote the story a few years ago, there was a lot of, you know, questioning about whether or not this rule should be changed. Like, what's really the difference between looking in someone's bag, which is legal, and, you know, saving them steps by telling them what club is missing, you know? So, and of course, if you wanted to have gamesmanship, you know, some people put a towel over the bag if they don't want their playing competitors to know what club they're hitting, you know? So it's complicated. It just, as Brooks Koepka's leading the tournament, there's no doubt that, you know, there's kind of this dark cloud over it as a lot of people are convinced that what took place should have been a penalty.
Absolutely. As was Brooks Koepka giving Gary Woodland advice, that was the allegation. And when I looked at the video, Koepka just kind of blew it off by saying he was in the process of taking his glove off. He wasn't giving any signals with a five fingers showing, but it seriously didn't look like he was trying to take his glove off. You know, I've never seen anybody right. take off their glove like that. But hey, right. you know. It's
and the caddy looks like he's very clearly mouthing five. So, and it's almost not quite happening simultaneously, but pretty darn close.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like I said, it looks very suspicious. And Gary Woodland says, hey, if I had known what Brooks hit, I would have hit a different club and probably would have hit it in the water. So I'm glad I didn't know what Brooks hit. So, you know, that's what the players say, and that's, you know, that's their story, and they're sticking to it.
Right on, you know, right on. And that's the, you know, when we wonder if our children should learn the game of golf, that's the whole thing. Game of golf is about honor and your word, mm-hmm. and being truthful and honest and not using your ankle to knock the ball over to the side.
So, you know,
that's why people get upset when, you know, it's you see somebody doing a violation. It's like, wait a minute. You know, this whole thing is about honor. John Rahm is charging on Brooks Koepka. I'm like, you know, he reminds me of a bull. I've said it before. It's like, he's like... You know, he's got his head down and he's like, and that would be really something since Seve Ballesteros' birthday would have been if he were alive Sunday, right? The day that John Rahm could win the Masters. Wouldn't that be something?
Poetic, right? Poetic.
Yes.
You have just on the surface, you have these two great players, two proven players, and Brooks Koepka and John Rahm, you know, potentially duking it out here, although with the conditions being tough, you know, you think it's possible that quite a few players might
yeah.
get their way into this. But even so, if it's just, you know, these two players, you have the whole underlying LIV versus the PGA Tour theme going on as well. So terribly interesting on a number of levels. And then you throw the amateur in there, Sam Bennett.
Oh.
And the excitement of what he might do at 8 under par, you know, with 4 strokes back playing and as they're going off in threesomes off both sides because of the weather, all of a sudden he's thrust in the mix with these two major champions and that's all kinds of fun.
That is wonderful. I'm so glad you brought Sam Bennett up. I mean, you know, I'm sorry Rory McIlroy missed the cut and, you know, whatever's going on in his head, I'm so sorry. But Sam Bennett is like the exciting story. I don't even care about LIV versus PGA Tour. You know, right now I think that seeing him say something like, I know I can contend, you know, it's like, yes, mm-hmm. yes,
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 yes. And the buzz early week from Ryan Labner's story in the Golf Channel clip that accompanied it about Sam Bennett and telling the story of his late father. You know, something I highly recommend. Is that a lot of folks have been chattering about it this week here in the media room, you know, a fine piece of journalism and something that, you know, your listeners might want to check out on Golf Channel.
Right on. That's golfchannel.com. Ryan Lavner. Wonderful. I have not seen that. Tell us, where did Sam Bennett come from? It's like all of a sudden here's
from,
an amateur.
From the U.S. Well, he is the U.S. amateur champion. So he comes with some chops. You don't get into this field without having done something significant. So, but, you know, I think, look, it's still Saturday. It's still the weekend at the Masters. And it's a really, really, especially with these conditions, it's asking a lot of anyone, especially an amateur, to stay up there. It's gonna be a grind, but you know, I mean, I love his attitude. You know, I think he obviously plays with a lot of perspective, having lost his father, and you know, maybe a little bit of an extra, I know, heavenly boost, mm-hmm. shall we say?
Yes.
So I'm looking. No matter what happens, you know, going forward for him, you know, you've got to think this is a win, right? Being in the final group on the weekend of a major is a win for any amateur. So, you know, definitely a feel-good story to follow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, his sense of determination is awesome. And with that heavenly connection, I think he can take on the bull. And what are we going to call right. Brooks? Brooks Koepka, it's so good to see him in form. And
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it seems like it's been forever since he won a major, right? He's been dealing with, you know, so many health issues. And of course, you know, you wonder what kind of form, true form, you know, the LIV players are going to come in with. And obviously he came in having just won a LIV event. And so, you know, I think it's good for the game when Brooks is in contention. He certainly, you know, has a lot of fans and maybe new fans after watching the Netflix show.
Oh, yes. But, yeah. With Brooks Koepka, there comes rumors. There's always rumors, right? So have you heard anybody talking about him wanting to switch back to the PGA Tour?
Oh, yes. That's certainly something folks are chattering about for sure. But you know, he hasn't. Obviously, those are just rumors. We don't have anything, you know, in stone yet. But or what a pathway, you know, might look like if the tour, you know, were to kind of do a pivot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, I do think that it's, you know, it just puts a different spotlight on these on the majors. You know, like I said, it's just a whole other storyline to follow in terms of the impact of playing a different kind of golf, because it is a different kind of golf it lives, you know, totally different atmosphere, totally different level of pressure than your week in and week out PGA Tour event. I think we can all agree on that. And so, you know, are you really battle tested enough when you come to a stage like this?
Yes.
And so we'll see, because, you know, the first two rounds are much different than the last two rounds, although he's done it a lot in the past, obviously. That was a long time ago.
No cut, 54 holes. That's what I've been wondering about myself. This is 72, and everybody is dug in. You know, we haven't talked in so long. And I completely, I've only been to the Masters once, and it was like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Has it been 10 years? And somebody wrote, no phones, no cash, and no running. Those are the three rules at Augusta.
Yeah.
No running. So I hope I haven't kept you too long. Beth Ann Nichols, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, and of course, a college player, no less, and president, Golf Writers Association of America. A member I am, and I'm so proud that you're our president right now. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to go get my hot hands.
Good. Stay warm.
Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Marcus Judge, head professional, Wailea Golf Club, is in next. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Marcus Judge, head golf professional, Wailea Golf Club, and the Aloha Section PGA 2022 Player Development Award recipient. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent. Thank you very much. And you're going to have to tell us, the PGA Player Development Award bestows special recognition on a PGA golf professional who's displayed extraordinary and exemplary contribution and achievement in the area of player development. What exactly is player development? Is that helping other players develop their game, or is it within the organization?
No, it sounds very grand what you just said right there, so it makes me awfully proud. Player development is it's an all-encompassing term. It includes instruction. But really, it goes beyond that to encourage people to play more golf. What can we do as an industry and as facility operators to encourage people to play more? So it's whether it's tee time programs, green fees, instruction, as I said before, and I know you've had our director of player development, Claude Brousseau, on several times.
Mm-hmm.
He does fantastic work at our academy, but we also hold local junior events. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions is on our Emerald course every December. We do a kids play free program on all three courses, Gold, Emerald, and Blue. So paying adult, they bring a junior 17 years and under, and junior is completely free. Even if they need rental clubs too, we got rental clubs, we'll throw them in.
Wow.
And then it goes beyond that to equipment. We run every Thursday, PXG is on our driving range doing custom fittings, and we have about 20 to 30 other days of the year where other manufacturers, Callaway, TaylorMade, and we just had Titleist last weekend. We do fitting days as well. We try to encourage people to play as much golf as they can and have as much fun doing it as they can.
That's wonderful. And golf is so good for you. I always encourage, and tell me if I should stop. I encourage people to go on the golf course, follow the rules, of course. But if, you know, pick up your ball if you're getting discouraged and just go to the next tee. Tee it forward. Go a little bit forward. You can tee it literally forward. You don't have to tee it right there on the tee. You know, if you want to hit your ball, right? Is that wrong?
You can do whatever you want out there. The main thing is you got to be having fun. If you're not having fun, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
Tee the ball up in the middle of the fairway. It doesn't bother me any. As long as you're having fun, then that's the main thing. Yeah, if you're hit five shots and you're not near the green yet, pick it up, chuck it on the green, and then roll in a couple of putts.
Yes.
There's more than one way to have fun, and a lot of the time it's not just hitting the ball from the tee to the hole.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to have fun out there is good by us.
Yeah, and don't be embarrassed. My goodness, you know, everybody has a rotten day, or maybe you're just starting, and nobody, there's no judgment, believe me.
When I do the occasional lesson still, I tell people I wasn't born a golf pro. I had to learn the game just the same as everybody else, and I've done the same mistake everybody else has done hundreds of thousands of times in the past, and unfortunately I still do make mistakes out there. It'll happen. I watched the Masters this afternoon, and there'll be guys making mistakes out there.
Oh my goodness, it's freezing.
Apparently so. Yeah, I'm glad I'm in Hawaii.
It feels like 40 degrees. It's maybe 46, you know, if the temperature, you look at the, it's windy. That makes cold even worse, right? I've said, and then it's raining. Maybe not right this minute, but this morning it was.
The one time I was able to get to Augusta, it wasn't for the Masters. I was lucky enough to be shown around by a member one time. I think way back in 99, and it was in the high 30s when we went around there. Unfortunately, I didn't get to play, but it was in the high 30s. It was cold.
Tell us your impression of Augusta National.
It is a lot. I thought it was a lot different than what I see on TV. The main thing that I saw that I was shocked by is the size of the greens. The greens are an awful lot smaller than they appear on TV. 18 looks like a postage stamp when you're standing next to it, whereas on the tally, it looks like it's huge. There's a shelf on the back right of number 6, the par 3, that these guys are hitting 6 irons into, and I swear it's the size of my dinner table. It is just tiny little spots that they're aiming to out there. So that was what really surprised me when I went around.
Wow, I know. And didn't the elevation changes surprise you too? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I was in a golf cart, so I didn't notice those quite so much. So no, that part didn't surprise me quite as much, I guess.
No, you know, when I was because I was walking.
Probably feel that.
This is like, wow, this is a hill. They are going uphill. that blew me away. But also the feeling there. You know, I think Phil Mickelson was waxing poetic about how he's just really glad to be there because of how wonderful it feels inside on the golf course. And I thought, you know, how can you not be right? You know, it just does feel like...
It's a very, very special place. Like I said, I wasn't there on the Masters week, so I actually got to see a lot more than most people do when they attend the event. So, it's just a special place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, when you said you don't get to teach very much, so you're doing, you know, as the head golf professional, we always think of you as teaching. Tell us what a head golf professional also has to do.
Well, most of my duties as head golf pro at Wailea is management, golf operations, making sure that the the golf shop and the golf carts, the staging area, the staff, that everything is running smoothly, that everybody has everything that they need, that the guests are happy when they arrive, and that they're happy when they leave. So it's basically a management position these days with very occasional teaching thrown in. I think I've probably given more club fittings than I have lessons in the last few years.
Wow.
And I find club fitting is great fun. I think anybody that's looking at improving their game, if they haven't bought a new set of clubs in a while and they're thinking about doing it, then absolutely you have to go get fitted.
And as a club fitter, how do you know somebody's a good club fitter?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me see now. They don't jump to conclusions.
Oh.
And that you watch what somebody is doing. You watch the ball flight. You don't assume that a certain shaft or a certain length is going to be good for them. Is you make sure that you put the right club, what you think is the right club, in their hands, and make sure that they prove it to you by hitting better shots. So I would say that's a good club fitter, is somebody that takes the time to listen to the customer, finds out what they're looking for in a ball flight. And usually the answer, you know, what are you coming for? And I want to hit it further and straighter. You know, that's usually the answer that you get. Sometimes it's, well, I'm tired of hitting the slice. And in which case, if you can turn it into a slight draw, then somebody's super happy by the end of the day. But usually it's further and straighter.
Yeah, further and straighter. Don't we all want to go further and straighter? Yes, but
I would love to.
Yes,
unfortunately, I'm getting older and fatter, so that's getting a little bit more difficult.
Somehow I can't imagine that. So how often do you get to play? See, this is the fallacy in the game. How often do you get to play golf?
I played yesterday, which was very nice indeed. Yeah, 18 holes yesterday. Fridays, Saturdays are my usual days off, so... otherwise, during the week, I'll try to jump out of the office at 5 o'clock and throw the clubs on the back of a cart and charge around either the gold or the emerald. And an hour and a quarter later, I'm back in my office cleaning up emails and then going home.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. Yeah, a couple of violent practice swings on the first tee and off I go.
Did you just say a couple of violent practice swings?
Yeah, so, I don't recommend that for people's back and everything else. I don't recommend that.
I caught my son once hitting balls, and I said, "Oh, you're in. You know, would you like to do this?" He goes, "No, I just do this because it gets my frustrations out."
Yeah,
he didn't really want to learn the game. He just wanted to beat balls.
Wanted to hit the ball hard.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I got. I'll be playing at the Mid-Pack Open in a couple of weeks.
Ow.
So that'll be a good test to see where my game actually is.
Yes. Yes. I'll be covering it. I'll be at the Mid-Pacific Country Club covering the Mid-Pack Open, Hawaii's Masters. And by the way, if you'd like to go play Wailea Gold Course as a 940, the Emerald Course as a 1040, the Blue Course has a 920 and a 950. Get out and have some fun. Thank you so much, Marcus Judge, head golf professional, Wailea Golf Club, Aloha Section PGA 2022 Player Development Award recipient. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse. We'll have to do this more often.
Aloha, Danielle. Yes, it's been a while, and appreciate the time, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Martin Wyeth, CEO, founder, and president, Power Tee. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
that? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
MD Restoration. 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Speaking of golf and playing golf, would you like to play between the two volcanoes at Volcano Golf Course? You have a year to use the two golf course gift certificates, Volcano Golf Course, to win. And all you have to do is dial a number. And it's a really easy number to remember. Of course, it's 808 because it's Hawaii. And if you're listening via live stream, radiogolfclub.com/listen, you know, you can always listen that way, too. The podcast won't work because we're not live. But now we're live on the radio. We're live via live stream, and you can win two rounds of golf. Volcano Golf Course, 808-545-1111.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Martin Wyeth, CEO, founder, and president, Power Tee. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you very much, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure having you. I love talking with innovators, people who have created something, and in particular, this is for game improvement. I love how this is said. Game improvement, golfer engagement, practice facility revenues. It's kind of like for the golfer, for the practice facility, and for golfers getting together. Now, tell us what the Power Tee is.
Thank you. Yeah. So Power Tee is very simply, it's a teeing system. So it's designed for practice ranges where you basically get your bucket of balls from either a dispenser or from a pro shop. You pour them into our mat at the back corner, and then the ball pops up from underground on a tee. You set your tee height. So we've got lots of different tee heights to cater from anything from hybrids, or they'll tee it up flush with the surface, all the way up to, you know, deep enough to accommodate a deep face driver. And then as soon as you hit the ball, the tee recedes below ground and brings you up a new one.
Wow.
At the same height.
Can I readjust during my practice?
You can. So the original idea behind Power Tee was to help golfers who are just trying to sort of figure out what they're doing. Because if you're practicing off a tee, then in bending over to tee up the ball, what you do is you let go of the club, you move your feet, you change your posture. And so you have to go through the whole setup routine again. And so Power Tee really was designed to allow you to just stay very quiet between swings, see what happens to the ball, and then make changes to try and, you know, improve what results you're getting. So, for simple example is if you strengthen your grip, the ball goes left. If you weaken for a right-hander, if you weaken your grip, the ball goes right. So you can really drill down into very small changes to what you're doing with the golf club and get instant feedback on how it affects the ball flight.
Oh, I like that. That's very good because, as you said, you know, when you bend down, you do all this, and that's great for exercise, all the movement that's required, but it doesn't do much for you to then reposition yourself. And for those of us learning the game, then it's sometimes, you know, you put yourself in a bad position. You don't know whether you've done that, and you hit the ball. So you're trying to figure out too many different variables that are factoring into the result of your strike.
You're absolutely spot on. When you're a beginner, you simply don't have the discipline or the skill to get back into the same position for every shot. So when the ball goes in, you know, 100 different directions, it's because, by and large, your setup is changing, not because you're swinging the club any different. Or as you know, as you'll almost certainly know, if you change your setup, you tend to compensate with what you do with the club. I see tons of club golfers, if they lose concentration, they close their stance. And then the club goes wildly over the top to bring the ball back online. So with power tee, you know, you can focus really hard on getting your setup right and then start to really figure out what you need to do with the golf club to hit the ball.
That's wonderful. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. It's great for beginners, but also a lot of really high ability golfers have power tee as well.
Yeah, Jim Furyk.
Sure. Jason Duffner has one. We have a Rob Rock. It's at the St Andrews. It's at Wentworth. A lot of top facilities in Europe.
So Jim Furyk and Thomas Bjorn. He has one at home.
Indeed. Yeah. So Jim loves the surfaces. As I'm sure you know, he's had some issues with his wrist. And our mats are phenomenal. We have two different surfaces, one where the ball comes up, which is a bristly brush, and then the ball tends to sit up on it. So Jim's a picker. He picks the ball fairly clean. He likes to hit off of that surface. A lot of guys who like to strike down on the ball will pull it onto the standing mat, which again is very forgiving, very soft, doesn't jar your wrists or your elbows. But gives you really good feedback as to, you know, how well you're hitting the ball. So our mats are phenomenal, and I think that's what attracted Jim to the product.
It's marvelous. And also, the power tee installations, if you're listening and thinking about putting this in your practice facility, you've got it so that it's really easy to install it. Tell us how you developed this, or what is the process?
So we can do full custom installs where we actually set it into the ground, and you know we come in and a week later you have anything up to 20 or 30 machines, and they're very pretty and what have you. But we also build the units now on a composite deck, so we can literally come in, bring that deck. It's a very nice environment. It's very clean. And we can just drop them down. We bring them in, and you can have your range fully automated in a day.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is, and they look great. People absolutely love them. When we did it, we sort of did it so we could do easy trials and put them in and let people try them out. But people have actually decided, hey, can I actually buy these things? This is how I want them. It's sort of accidental.
And this is great. If you'd like to find out more about Power Tee, go to powertee.com. It's real easy. You can also email info@powertee.com to get more information about Power Tee. Of course, Thomas Bjorn, as I mentioned, and golf instructors like it too. Mitchell Spearman endorses Power Tee. Yes.
Yeah, it really is good. And as you know, golf's different for everybody, of all levels. But it really makes instructors look good when they're teaching beginners, and they can get them set up and they're not teaching them the same thing again and again and again. We've also engaged very heavily with Rick Smith, who taught Jack Nicklaus and Phil Mickelson and a host of other top players. And he's getting tremendous results with it. And his excitement is about the actual environment. If you go to a country club in the afternoon, you basically got two choices. You're either hitting the ball out of really, you know, uneven, chewed up grass because the grass has been open all day, or you can go onto a mat, which has been down, you know, and most of the mats that, you know, these guys put in at the back are rock hard and they're very unpleasant to hit off of, which is why people don't typically like mats. So you're really, you know, between a rock and a hard place. Whereas with Power Tee, if you put it in, From, you know, midday onwards, you can hit as many balls as you like, and you get a first-class product.
Wonderful. Martin Wyeth, CEO, founder, and president, Power Tee. You can find out more at powertee.com. Thanks for being in the clubhouse with us this morning. Very nice to meet you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Danielle. I've enjoyed being here and enjoyed listening to your last guest. And
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We'll talk again. Aloha.
Thanks very much.
We're going to come back. Bob Bupka. Bob Bupka is going to join us, the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. I'm grabbing him right in between his reporting for Talk Sport in the UK about the Masters. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the brake, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, and co-host Musings on Golf with Bob Bupka and Kelly Elbin. It's on all podcast platforms, and he's author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released in first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and thanks for the plug on Musings on Golf. We had your buddy on this week, Masters Week. Who else would you want but Ben Crenshaw?
Oh, my God.
And he's a huge fan of Danielle Tucker.
Oh.
So that was a nice connection. Hey, Danielle, did you hear about the Scott Stallings? What am I saying?
Scott Stallings? Yes. Yes. Him?
Did you hear the story?
No.
Oh. Scott Stallings hadn't qualified for the Masters in 9 years. So he knew he qualified this year. He was told when the invitation would be in his mailbox. So early that morning, he started going out once, twice, three, five, 10 times he went to the mailbox. No invitation. So he didn't know what to do. His wife said, you got to call Augusta National. And he was just ready to call Augusta National when his phone rings. And the gentleman on the other end said, hi, Scott. I'm Scott Stallings. And Scott said, what? He says, yeah, I'm Scott Stallings also, but I'm not a golfer, and I just got an invitation to play in the Masters. He didn't know what to do.
Wait a minute. That really happened?
It really? You think I'd make something up just for the base of your radio show?
No.
You just insulted me, Danielle.
No, I didn't. No, that's like, that's... That's bizarre. So what is the outcome?
Well, they made arrangements for the one Scott to give the invite Scott. To the real Scott.
Yes.
And everything was peachy dory.
Where did the Scott Stallings that shouldn't have gotten the invite live? Who knows?
Well, he asked me not to mention that on the air.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes. No, I know. I'm getting way too personal.
Probing questions.
That's bizarre. Poor Scott, the real Scott. You know, imagine, I got what? I love what his wife said, though. Call him.
Yeah.
Go.
And he made the cut to make it even better.
It's wonderful.
So,
yes.
We got quite a battle going to be going on here this afternoon. Brooks Koepka squared up with John Rahm. Mother Nature going to play a big factor. Going to be heavy rain, cold temperatures, and two-wheeled giants of the game are going to be going at it right now. They're pretty clear of just anybody else. Morikawa is closest, and he's far back, along with Victor Hovland. So,
yes.
And Jason Day, and maybe one of the great stories is Sam Bennett, the amateur. He is 2 over par today. But don't forget, he's playing with Brooks Koepka and John Rahm. So, a lot of pressure on the amateur, but he's quite the deal.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. I also want to mention that Fred Couples at 63 and 184 days has become the oldest player ever to make the cut at the Masters. Isn't that
true? Yeah, he's my idol because I'm well on my way to being the oldest guy ever to give a golf report.
You do it so well. You must have a lot of fun talking to the guys in the UK on Talk Sport. That's wonderful. I just can't get over all of the three factors running against these poor guys that are playing. Poor guys, all these poor guys. 46 feels like 40. Cold rain, wind, and then it's more like fireplace. Let's, roast marshmallows and stay indoors. And they're out there hitting golf balls and doing amazing things. Now, the word is that LIV Golf is having a great week because Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka are playing well. But, Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson didn't grow up on the LIV Tour. It seems kind of silly to say, LIV Golf is great because so-and-so and so-and-so is doing well at the Masters.
Yeah, 13 LIV players, by the way, made the cut.
Yeah.
And believe me, Brooks Koepka, obviously, as you well know, Danielle, 4-time major winner, 2 PGA championships, and 2 U.S. Open titles, he's the real deal. But there's nobody at PGA Tour headquarters that's going to want to see Brooks Koepka win the Masters.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the underlying factors that are going on. You mentioned a minute ago about the fun I have with the people on Talk Sport. I mean, they are absolutely the greatest experts in football. I mean, football is their thing, 24/7. So I was on not too long ago, actually yesterday, before it started, and I asked one of the hosts, I said, who do you think's going to win? And he said, well, I got a very strong feeling on Matt Kuchar. I said, go bet all the money you have that Matt Kuchar will not lose the Masters this year because he's not in it.
I was going down the leaderboard going, did I miss Matt Kuchar? That is good.
If you can't have fun, there's no sense being
point?
Around.
Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful. Seeing Tiger Woods making the cut, cut made Tiger.
Yeah.
23 consecutive cuts made at the Masters. Super.
Pretty amazing.
It is amazing. And it's unfortunate that Justin Thomas, had to go one over, four over. So, you know, he bogeyed and Tiger got in and he went out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas, the only one I feel more, have more sympathy for is Rory McIlroy. There's something now that's developing between McIlroy and the Masters. It has to be a mental block. Rory McIlroy is the finest golfer playing golf today. And he was in good form most of this year. And everybody said, wow, he's going to have a great chance of getting that Masters, which would complete his Grand Slam, to become only the sixth player in golf history to win all four majors. And he doesn't make the cut. I mean, you could have made a lot of money, Danielle, if you said, I'll bet you Tiger makes the cut, and I bet you Rory McIlroy doesn't. You'd own half of Maui by now.
Yeah, no kidding. What are they saying in the UK? You know, when you're on with the guys that talk sport.
Yeah, they're disappointed. You know, they really like Rory. I love Rory. Rory's candid. He's honest. He's a good family man. I know his mom and dad. I mean, nobody could root any harder for Rory McIlroy. I just don't know what that problem is when he shows up at the Masters.
Yeah,
I mean, it's got to be mental at this point, Danielle.
I agree with you 100%. It's all about the cabin. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you know, when he was a kid, he was on fire. He was determined. There was no question in his mind that he could dominate on any golf course. None. He didn't, you know, it was just not a factor. He just went out and did it. And then all of a sudden, there's this one shot that takes him way out of bounds, and he's like, I think it was a shock moment. And now when you have that kind of like, I mean, it's just like it changes your entire view of the world. You're fallible. Before you were unfallible. Now you're fallible. Oh, wait, you know, and then you start questioning yourself. And then you go back to the place where all of that happened. There's got to be something that comes in, you know, or else we're making a big deal out of nothing and just the baby's sick. And so he's worried. I don't know.
You bring up a good point, Danielle, but when we look and see that the last major that Rory McIlroy won occurred in 2014.
Wow.
2014, 9 years ago. In that span, there's been 36 majors played, and Rory McIlroy hasn't won one of them. I mean,
that's weird.
I think your analysis was spot on. He had that, you know, golden opportunity to win the Masters, hits one real atrocious shot, and he's been off the rails ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pressure, well, unlike anything we've experienced. You know, we've never...
Well, it's kind of like the pressure I feel when I have to come on with Danielle, because I know I got to deliver my best. It makes me nervous.
Wait a minute. You are always at your best. Now, what do you think they're saying inside, you know, the inner, in the boardroom, wherever they all get together and chat, about those trees that came down? I mean, they're like horticulturalists inside there, you know, cooking up the perfect environment for all these plants. And here comes these trees. And what was interesting about the one, I didn't see a root system. It was kind of like laying down. It was the strangest thing.
Yeah, but the good news, Danielle, two bits of good news concerning those trees.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was hurt when those three trees fell.
Absolutely.
They made enough noise prior to actually toppling over that all the patrons, that's what you got to call them, they're not spectators, patrons were able to get out of the way. And then reliable sources have told me that Fred Ridley appointed a committee, and they went out and interviewed every other tree and got personal endorsements from those trees that they would not fall down over the next 2 days. So that's why they're playing.
Okay, so everything's good, and we don't got to worry about those trees and any trees nearby. Yeah, now see, that wouldn't surprise me either. They seem to have everything so under control, and I always wondered why. So what are you watching? What is Bob Bubka, not just for the radio that you're so good at, what are you watching, you know, just because you're curious?
Well, I'm really curious as to Brooks Koepka. Can he hold up against Jon Rahm?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jon Rahm is, you know, as good as they come.
Yes.
So, and Brooks Koepka, who they say, well, he hadn't been playing any competitive golf, he hadn't doing this, and then all that kind of stuff, and yet he has a chance to win the Masters. And don't forget, Danielle, if Koepka wins the Masters, then he only needs the Open Championship, yeah, and he will complete the Grand Slam. Yeah.
Before Rory.
So, yeah, I'm telling you, Koepka may get the Grand Slam before Rory McIlroy. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it would be something. But he was like so on fire in the beginning. You know, you never thought it was impossible for him ever to lose a major. It was just like same thing. And he was infallible. And then he hurt his knee. Remember that? And he tried to knock the kneecap back into place and he shattered it. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Oh, that's.
I tried that with my head once. Same result.
All right. I can't go any further.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Enjoy the Masters.
You are wonderful. Bob Bubka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, co-host Musings on Golf with Bob Bubka and Kelly Elbin. It's found on all podcast platforms, and author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released in first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. We're coming back. Ron Syrak is with us, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
SIPAC.com. Hawaii, two winners at the Drive, Chip, and Putt Finals inside Augusta National Golf Club a day before the Masters Tournament Week began. It was last Sunday. Neil Manutai of Laie and in the 10 to 11, and Leo Saito of Hilo, 12 to 13. Super proud of you. Awesome work. Way to go, kids. That's drive, chip, putt at Augusta. Yay, Hawaii.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak, award-winning writer and Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, author, Vision 54, the trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, including Play Your Best Golf Now. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, aloha. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Has this been one wild Masters? Do you remember anything quite like this in the recent past?
Yeah, I've been through several of the 33 Masters that I've been to. I've been through several where we've had weather. I mean, in April in Georgia, you can get this, but there is no facility better equipped to deal with inclement weather than Augusta National Golf Club, and really no tournament that can handle it as well as the Masters, in part because, physically, just the resources they have, sub-air drying system of the greens to keep the greens from puddling up. But limited field, too. You know, only 88 players to start. That makes it more possible for you to move people around the golf course. So there's a chance they may get through today and still be on schedule going into Sunday. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, of course. The trees coming down, that just really struck me as something that so totally unexpected and probably, I don't know, has it happened before?
Yeah, not that close to the patrons before. I remember one year, one of those afternoon thunderstorms came through, the winds came up, some trees went down. The next morning, I got to the golf course about 6 in the morning, and as I'm walking through the gate towards the press center, I could hear chainsaws out in the golf course go buzzing away. But by 8 o'clock, when they let the patrons onto the property, you could not tell that anything had happened the day before. they just were able to go out. And I'm guessing that where those three trees went down yesterday on 17D, you can probably barely tell today what happened.
Yes, exactly. They've got everything under control. Give me your impressions of what you've been seeing. You've been very active on Twitter. I've really enjoyed your observations. But can you share some of your thoughts?
Well, there's just so much good stuff going on here. And one is, you know, we're being reminded by Brooks Koepka that when he's healthy, he is a very, very dangerous golfer, particularly in the major championships. He reminds me of Nick Faldo a lot in the sense that he plays his best golf when it matters most. You know, didn't win a whole lot of regular tour events, Koepka's already got 4 major championships, got a chance to get his 5th today. I think John Rahm is the best player in the world. And, you know, it seems that for about a year and a half now, he's on the leaderboard every time he tees it up.
Yep.
He just seems to, like, always be in the mix. The situation that we have right now with Koepka and Rahm, there's still about 10 or 12 players who have a chance to win this golf tournament, but only if Koepka and Rahm both come backwards to them. Right now, the last I look, there's a 4-stroke separation between second and third place. So Koepka and Rahm have separated themselves, and we'll have to see how that plays out. I think the other thing that I was fascinated by this morning, I tweeted this out about that Tiger Woods has been so good for so long that I think that we overlook sometimes just what an incredible grinder he is. Here he is out there with a battered body, 47 years old. He's had more surgeries than I can count on his knees, his back, everything. And he's out playing in horrible weather conditions, grinding it out to make the cut right on the number. It'd have been real easy for him just to mail it in, miss the cut, and go home and not play this. But that's not who Tiger Woods is.
Yep. He's all in. All in. And, yeah, just an incredible human being. Now, looking at Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, Sam Bennett. You know, that may be, to me, I'm really excited about the duel between Koepka and Rahm, and Jason Day has moved up. But Sam Bennett is, you know, he's a U.S. amateur champion, but he's in this field on this golf course. He's doing phenomenal work.
Yeah, we really haven't seen an amateur do this since Ken Venturi in 1956. But Sam is also finding out the same thing that Ken Venturi found out, which is the weekend at the Masters is a very, very different animal than anything else he's experienced before. In 1956, Venturi had a four-stroke lead going to the final round and shot 80. And, being 8-under through 36 holes for Bennett was a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. But he's paired today. You know, they're playing in threesomes because of the weather situation. They normally play in two at Augusta. So he's playing in a threesome with Koepka and Rahm. That's an enormous amount of pressure. Plus, he's playing Augusta National, which is a golf course that penalizes errant shots dramatically. And he went out and he bogeyed his first two holes and started to slip back.
it was amazing. Didn't Rahm bogey his double bogey his first hole? Was that it?
He double bogeyed it, four putted, yep. And then famously quoted his countryman Seve Ballesteros, who was asked one year, "How did you four putt number 16?" He said, "I missed the hole. I missed the hole. I missed the hole. I hit the hole."
I love that quote. That's wonderful. Of course, tomorrow would have been Seve Ballesteros' birthday, and it would be amazing if John Rahm would pull it off on that day. So we have Jason Day, Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland, Patrick Cantlay, Young. We've got a couple of C. Young. Let's see, C. Smith. Never mind. It's been a long week. And then Phil Mickelson. So Phil, soft and philosophical Phil. Where did philosophical Phil come from?
Yeah, Phil went out and he's birdied two of the first six holes in the third round, and he's moved himself into tie for fourth place right now. He's still got a lot of, he needs the guys in front of him to come back, but sure. Phil is probably the thinnest that I've seen him ever, or at least in 25, 30 years. But Phil also, every year, Phil would show up at the first tournament of the year and he had lost 30 pounds, and that would last about, 2 months. And he'd gain it back. I remember one year Phil saying, yeah, he was looking really great. And we asked him about it. He said, yeah, I'm working out every day. He said, that's the good news. The bad news is between the gym and my home, there's an In-N-Out burger. So,
yeah, that'll do it. He was asked if he considered his return to Augusta National therapeutic. And this is the quote. I would use the word more spiritual, because if you love golf, when you come here, it's more of a spiritual experience where you feel this appreciation for this great game and the gratitude that you have.
Yeah, I think that, and he's right about that. I mean, there's something absolutely magical about Augusta for everybody who walks onto that property, certainly for its winners. You know, Augusta National and the Masters treat its winners so well, they can come back for the rest of their life, and the Champions Dinner and all that. And I think because of the LIV Golf situation, Phil also realizes he's walking a little bit of a tightrope here, a little bit of a fine line. I think Phil would someday down the road like to be one of those people who's hits the ceremonial opening tee shot the way this year Watson, Nicklaus, and Gary Player did. And Phil's probably wondering, gee, did I put that legacy in jeopardy by going to LIV Golf? So I think that he's... this was a sobering experience for him, I think, to come back to realize how much being a Masters champion, a three times Masters champion, means to him.
Yes, absolutely. And everything that comes with it. And then there's questions about whether Brooks Koepka would go back to Are these rumors that people just like to throw out?
Well, he said something very interesting yesterday, Koepka. He was asked, you know, he's had so many injury problems, knees, back, all kinds of problems. And he was asked, did your injuries impact your decision to go to LIV Golf? And he sort of said, yeah, it did, you know, which I think that he was unsure what his future was going to be. And he went for the guaranteed money. It will be interesting to see who will be the first player, and there will be somebody who will be the first player to leave LIV Golf and come back to the PGA Tour. And, you know, there are some people thinking that if Koepka won this year, that he would be that person.
Yeah.
It was pointed out that he's not wearing his LIV Golf logo this week or the logo of his team in LIV Golf. And his only answer to that is, I have an endorsement deal with Nike. You know, well, when you play in LIV Golf, you can't wear your logos from the other corporate sponsors that you have. You have to wear the LIV Golf thing. So
that's fueled
some of the speculation too, that maybe he's got one foot out the door.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I love what Jason Kokrak said. When somebody, I can't say it on the air, but he
sure you can, Danielle. Go ahead. It's just you and me talking.
Yeah, it's just you. Yeah. It's a really short quote. Just three words. When, you know, he was asked about people who say that it wasn't about the money. You know, if anybody says it's not about the money going to LIV, then, you know, it's not. Yeah, put whatever word you want in there. Yeah,
there have been a few players who, you know, and Brooks this week, by saying because of the injuries that affected going to LIV, he was sort of saying it was about the money. Harold Varner has said it was about the money.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Pat Perez sort of said right at the very beginning, he said, look, I'm 46 years old. I can't beat these guys anymore.
Yes. You
know? So I'm going to take the guaranteed money.
I respect the honesty that, you know.
Yeah, because these guys who are saying I'm doing this to grow the game. Well, how do you grow the game by having a field that's a third the size of a regular field? I'm doing this because I want to travel less. All right, well, now you're committed to play 14 tournaments all over the world this year. How's that track? You know, all the other arguments that are put forward are just, you know, fallacious. You know, the argument is it's guaranteed money.
Yes, yes, it is guaranteed money. Yay for you. Just say what you do, you know, and don't make
yep.
a, yeah. Michelle Wee's at Augusta. And apparently she's doing food reviews.
You know, we're going to see more of Michelle in the media. I mean, I felt for a long time that Michelle would just as soon be Oprah Winfrey as you know, as Annika Sorenstam. You know, she loves being in the media. She loves, you know, she's articulate. She's got a sense of humor. And she comes across very, very well as a presenter on TV. And I think that's going to be where we're going to see the second act of the Michelle Wee Show is going to be in the media.
Yeah. Well, we must have the same taste because she's doing this, you know, a foodie sort of thing. She has sampled the sandwiches. And I really like the pimento cheese. She gives a thumbs down to a 5 out of 10.
Good for her.
Yes.
Good for her. I give a thumbs up to the egg salad.
Me too.
I love the eggs. The egg salad and the chocolate milk are two of my favorites. The only place that I have egg salad and chocolate milk all year is at Augusta National.
Augusta National. See, there you go. 8 out of 10. She gave the egg salad sandwich.
Oh, she did? All
yes,
right, good.
Yes, yeah. She likes the egg salad sandwich. Yeah, so she gave the barbecue sandwich the same rating, 8 out of 10.
The chicken breast is very good, too.
The chicken breast.
I will admit, and I can admit this to you, is that I took about three bites of a pimento cheese sandwich, and that was all I could do. It wasn't my taste at all.
Yeah, you know, yeah. No, I no. Anything that's cheese that's got something, no. Cheese, just straight cheese, okay. And the egg salad is so tasty. Okay, I guess I ended on barbecue. And all of this is due to our mutual friend, Beth Ann Nichols. She wrote this article about Michelle. That's why I know all this stuff. Otherwise, I wouldn't know anything. Peach flavor. The cookies are crumbly but soft in the middle. She gave them an 11 out of 10. How's that?
They have their own moon pies, too, there at Augusta. And what I love is they come wrapped. Everything has to be wrapped in the Masters logo. So you will only see green wrapping paper there, and you will not see, even in the press center food area, the soda machine, it just says soda. It won't tell you what brand it is.
Nothing.
You know, because there are no logos, not a zilch logos. Except the Augusta National logo, the Masters logo.
The Masters logo. So if you're going, she gives the Masters wine. I didn't know there was a Masters wine. A Masters wine gets a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Yes. The Georgia peach ice cream sandwich, the peach flavor, she said the peach flavor is there. I guess that's a good thing.
The peach cobbler in the clubhouse is spectacular. I'm out. I will say that. I've had that.
Yes. Well,
I do know Michelle loves to cook. It is one of her passions. So she is a foodie.
She's a foodie. And so she has the wherewithal to tell us all these things. So the next time we're at the lovely Augusta National Golf Course enjoying the Masters with much better weather, by the way, we will know what to get. And Ron Syrak, thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning. It's always a pleasure having you.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Danielle. Thanks for having me on. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore. Thank you for making this show possible. Next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Ivilay, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Was your power out during the windstorm with all the wind, rain, and all the stuff? Did you worry about losing your food in the refrigerator? Get a portable generator. You know, keep it stored away until you really need it. It's also good for camping. It can save your food and your sanity. Talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration. Flood from the inside or the out. Flood, fire, disasters. You name it, you need help immediately. MD Restoration, they're on it. They're licensed contractors. They can do the cleanup. They can do the repair. Their number is 808-528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look, maximum security, quiet. It's really your first safety zone when you get home. The Rainer Door, adding value to your home. It's the perfect time to get it. Call 676-3667. You can see the latest garage door designs at HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com. 676-3667. We're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from one of our great PGAs in Hawaii. And it takes time to become a PGA and to share their knowledge, their love of the game. Yes, you want to find out a PGA near you, and take a lesson. Get a club fitting. SIPAC for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. SIPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. It's 861-9595. Online, SIPAC.com. SIPAC.com. And if you're stumped, you know, you have no idea what to give a great friend, but you know they like golf, and give them a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of golf for years. We got to watch Tiger Woods play at Poipu Bay. It was so much fun. Kauai's South Shore gem. Everyone at the golf club, you know, when I give them, phones are ringing, and the phones rang this morning, and congratulations to Harvard. You've won our Volcano Golf Course gift certificate. It's on the way. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. You're listening to The Golf Club. It's at radiogolfclub.com. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.